Okay, cool. Today's what, the 8th?
9th.
Okay.
9.
Talking about education, if Harlan and Abby want to start us off, let us know what's going on.
Well, as you all may or may not know, Abby and I are working on putting together the grant from 4Culture so that we can host classes at our space. I need to stop calling them classes. They're workshops. So they'd be a couple hours in an afternoon or a morning, maybe between 2 or 3 hours. They could be shorter, they could be longer, depending on what you want to do. And we'd have kids, probably high school age is what we're thinking, in from the community, providing this as a free service to the community to educate the community about Jigsaw Renaissance and about what we're doing and what we're interested in and getting people into it. So we have very, very few people who have committed and said, I want to teach X. And I feel like there are more people involved with the space who can and want to lead a workshop in something. And I was hoping I could get some feedback from people tonight on that. We also had a meeting this afternoon with Puget Sound Community School, the meeting was about bringing people from Jigsaw Renaissance in to teach classes at their school, as well as bringing children from the school to attend the workshops that we'll be running in the summer is our plan, and also have them maybe come in and be part of the space, teach workshops of their own if they wanted to, and sort of involve the community. That's kind of where we're at. Did I miss anything, or?
Okay, so there are workshops, and then there are classes, and they're two different things, right?
Me and Abby sort of started thinking of them as classes, and after meeting and getting some feedback from people, it seemed like it would be more beneficial, and we'd get more input from Jigsaw members if they were not necessarily, you're going to teach this class, and you have to be super knowledgeable, and it's going to be a week long, and that's like a lot for people who aren't already teachers to sort of process and try and prepare for. And so if we just said it's a workshop, you come in and share knowledge that you know, it's a one-off afternoon, so you only have to prepare for one sort of discussion. For example, I could teach a workshop on sort of music appreciation, music listening in a discussion group. So we'd sit a couple hours, we'd listen to a bunch of different music and discuss it, it's gonna be a couple hours and then that's it. I could also expand that into a longer class, which is what the PSCS, Puget Sound Community School, their thing is classes, which would be around an hour long once a week for about 3 months. The next session is January to mid-March. And the pitch for that is a week from today in the morning. And I can talk about that later, but the classes or the workshops that we're going to be offering would be more sort of one-off workshops, which if we get enough support could snowball into something else, but that's where we're starting.
Can you say more about what the Puget Sound Community School is?
I can give you a brief synopsis.
Yeah.
I know a few people that have gone there. It's an alternative high school that the students, so there are two different ways to have a class there. One is that the students lobby to have a class, so enough people sign up and say, I want to learn about this thing, and then the school goes and finds someone to teach the class.
Yeah.
Or the other side of that is people come in and say, I can teach about this, and if even only one student signs up for it, then they teach. And it's, I think, volunteer-based for a while, but if you're there for long enough, then you get some sort of stipend.
You had me at an alternative high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so the kids that I know who have gone there are all incredibly intelligent. They leave with usable skills, and they're thrilled about going to school, which is very unusual. And my friend Kellen went there, who actually used to teach me parkour. We used to go out and train.
He can take parkour classes at this high
school? He started giving parkour classes at this high school because enough kids signed up for it. Yeah. And it's very free form. They have a lot of study time. And so I would just show up and we'd go to lunch when I got there, sort of thing, instead of waiting for lunch hour and then having to be back in 45 minutes. And it's phenomenal. They have to write a like a senior manifesto where they talk about all the things they've learned and who they think they are as a person, and they give a presentation, and it's this great graduation ceremony.
Wow, do they give grades?
I don't know if they get
their
grades.
Structure is based on hours spent at the school. So you have to complete, I think it's like 10,000 hours by the time you graduate.
Yeah.
And so you show up at the school, you log in. When you leave the school, you log out. And then while you're in school, you're learning whatever you're doing there. Be it reading, you're dinking around on your computer, you're attending a class, you're doing whatever. So I don't think there are strict grades, but it's based on attendance. And their student body is 30.
Oh, wow.
Just
So are you looking for other classes? You said you're pitching this tomorrow?
A week from today.
From Wednesday. Is when their scheduled pitch meeting is for the next session.
When the session starts?
First weekend in January after the New Year. Or first Monday in January after the New Year. I don't know when exactly. He didn't have an exact date for it. And so I guess I can talk about what that is. We met with them this morning, and they're super into what we're doing, and they would love to have us come in. The pitch meeting is basically, he wants a brief description of what the class would be ahead of time so he can throw it up on the sort of the blog or the roster so people can say, oh, that's what's going to be offered. And then the pitch meeting is you show up and basically say, hey, this is who I am. I'm really interested in this, and I'd love to run a class on this. Who in the school wants to take that class? And you'll get hands raised. And if you get enough support, they can put you on for January. And it would be one day a week. I think they're like hour-long classes. I think they also have a two-hour class, but they have one-hour classes as well. And looks like it's the 4th. January 4th is the first Monday in January.
Okay.
Just around the corner.
And yeah, that's pretty much what that would be. It's cyclical. They do this every
quarter
sort of section. I think there's three. It's a trimester. So in the spring, after their spring break, they'll have another one of these that will then go for the spring term. Or yeah, that would be the spring term.
I'm thinking I could do a 3D design and print.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be really great.
And the thing is that it's just around the corner, and I don't know if I can be... it's kind of...
How's the MakerBot coming?
Parts are on order. I just got an email. The guy is doing my heat barrel today and is shipping it out tomorrow. So hopefully by...
If you feel
six
like...
6 or 7 days, or what, 3-4 days? 4 days for whatever.
Yeah. If you feel like you could be ready to teach in this first term, I think it would be important for us as a community to get as many of our people into the school to sort of build those bridges and sort of integrate with the school and try and get that stuff. And I think people would really be interested in 3D printing and design. Even if the bot isn't ready in January, you can bring it in. You can talk
ready.
About
it'll be
how
ready.
It works.
And if worse comes to worse, we could take our designs
we only
have
to each one class.
Yeah. The first class, I mean, I already got this class curriculum kind of sketched out in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You start off, you got to come up with a design. I'll kind of go over software, and then there'll be homework. They'll have to go in and install whatever software at home, open source, and then the next class will be hands-on teaching.
It seems, from what I gathered from the school and talking to Steve, the guy we met with, is that people don't take a class that they, like, they take the class because they want to take it, not because they have to.
Right.
And so I think the fact that there would be homework isn't sort of a deterrent. Like, if they're interested in 3D design, they'll want
to
go home and dink around
with design. Yeah.
But I think that would be wonderful, and I think you would get good response.
I can do that. So that's
good.
Ryan, did you have something?
I believe I visited the school. I think they had a space in Wallingford that was to see. I'm not sure, but... My question is, how do they feel about there being preteens here, and how do they feel about there being post-teens there?
At the school,
if adults are taking the class at Jigsaw Renaissance, how would they feel about that?
How would the adults feel about it?
I wrote to the Saturday House mailing list that there's these classes at Jigsaw Renaissance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How would they feel about that?
How would,
so like,
who, I don't so know, I don't know who they
Harley,
is.
So if adults wanted to take the class that was being offered at PSCS, so not just for students, but is that what you're asking?
Okay, I guess I'm unclear then. Is it happening at Jigsaw Renaissance or is it happening on the school facilities?
There are two things. The PSCS schools that has the due date, that has the pitch meeting a week from today, is at PSCS, in the PSCS curriculum. That would be more along the lines of getting our people in their facility teaching classes and bridging community with the school so that their students would want to come and take our classes at our facility. Their students may maybe want to come and participate in our facility and sort of an exchange of ideas and community.
Where are they located?
It's on South Dearborn Street and 7th Avenue.
It's the International District.
Yeah.
It's near Waldemeyer.
Yeah, it's like a block or two from Waldemeyer.
So if we wanted to be part of this, should we just tell you now?
I think, yes. For the for being part of the PSCS program,
yeah.
Let me know now, and we can talk about if you're interested but don't know what you want to teach and that sort of thing, and I will email you, I will send out an email right now of the guy that you need to email to what your, basically your course outline, like this is what I want to teach and here's my pitch, and that the meeting is Monday the 16th at 9 a.m. and where the address, 660 South Dearborn.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be gone.
Wait, is it on Monday or is it on Wednesday?
Oh, sorry, it's a week from today, the 16th.
Right, so I'll be gone by then. So if I'm not there to pitch, so that means I can't.
You can email the guy and talk to him. I don't know.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about whether my time schedule's not allowing me.
Yeah, I'm going to do work.
It seems like the classes are, since it's volunteer-based, you can say, I will be here from, I can be here on these days and from these times, and that's the schedule.
It'd be different if I was doing it here, because I probably could come do here, do some projects, but me run over there, get my stuff together once a week, it's really kind of...
Yeah, I mean, something that requires a lot of equipment, would it be hard to truck it over there and have space to set
up? Yeah, I don't, but it's, yeah, I can't do that.
So do they let kids take classes offside of here?
Again, I don't know. I just sort of met with the school today.
My sense is that if it's only an hour long, it would be... I'm pretty sure they would want it on site. That's just my sense.
That's
also
my sense, too.
Especially because of time constraints, but also because of probably liability issues, even though it's a very free-form type school. I think it's probably better to have it in that space. But something to think about too is for the workshops, if we have close ties with the school, the kids there could act as sort of a seed group to sort of give us a feel for what it's like to have people coming in from the community and us teaching workshops in our space, and it would sort of provide a starting point to get more people in.
And on that line, then you could teach a class on the 3D design aspect and then have a workshop once a month that's associated with that, that's optional, where you come in and actually print it out.
Yeah.
During this time frame.
Yeah, that's probably work better. So
another thing that I want to mention is, in terms of the Four Culture Grant, Harley and I were thinking that we sort of looked at other arts organizations in the area that do work with youth and that sort of do community outreach in the form of workshops and classes. And we kind of figured out that the thing that would be unique about us that would make us sort of exciting for Four Culture to fund is sort of the emphasis on the integration of technology and art. So we were thinking, in terms of applying for the grant, this would probably be something pretty specific that would be among the other workshops, but if we wanted to do something really big and cool, like if we wanted to do a 3D printing workshop, that would be potentially ideal for getting this type of funding, to say we have this concrete art project that we want to do, we want to bring in people from the community and have it be an educational outreach thing with, you know, an arts and technology emphasis. And so that if people had ideas that would cost money but that they were really excited about, that would be something to do for Four Culture.
We can also build a 3D printer besides the one I've got. There's plans, you can get it in under under $1,000, which is not really easy to raise, especially.
Yeah. With the four culture grant, I bet they would be really into that if we said we want to teach this class or
yeah.
teach
you
this
do,
workshop.
You could do a paid class and get 20, let's see, so let's see, 10, 20 people, $50 for the class. You build the printer as part of the class, and then you, when you dump the class, you have access to the printer
yeah.
as your alumni.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple as that.
That's definitely an idea. I think we were thinking specifically the reason why we wanted to get the grant and get funding through that channel is so we could make it free and open to the community to potentially, you know, low-income youth who wouldn't otherwise have the type of resources to come in and do something really cool like that. So if we could get funding from this grant, I think it would be a really good resource for that.
The grant typically pays out between, I think, $4,000 and $8,000. So to fund all of our projects, I think $1,002
yeah.
to
that.
Less than that.
That's something else to look into,
so.
Though, to see if we can apply for a grant for like for a cluster of workshops to say we have these ideas, we want to do a series of workshops on this, this, and this. Can
mm-hmm.
we get just sort of, could we get the grant for different workshops but all under the umbrella of Jigsaw, or does it have to be one specific? So that's something for us.
The Four Culture Grant is for a specific arts project.
Okay.
But since our quote unquote arts project is Jigsaw Renaissance workshops, and here are our 7 workshops,
mm-hmm.
you know, we can work it that way, and so
yeah.
we can get money for a variety of different
okay.
things, but all under the same umbrella. I think that would be plausible. That's what I've been sort of projecting. So yes, moving, well, is anybody interested in doing the PSCS, teaching a class there?
I'm not going to be here next week, so I definitely
yeah.
would need to email it out.
Okay,
talk, so.
Let me put an email out to you with all the contact information, and just say you're from this.
I'm definitely going to go in and do a pitch, even if it doesn't end up working out with my schedule, because I think the mornings should be okay for me, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings. Do you know what time the school opens? Is it?
I think it's standard, so like
nine.
The I don't know if you were there when he was saying about the meeting to show up at 8:50, because they do sort of a check-in.
Okay.
With the head of the school, and he sort of goes, okay, this is what we're going to do, and, you know, this is what today is going to look like, and go over sort of new business.
That's right.
And so it would be good for us to be there for that.
Okay, and Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are the class days, so I don't
Tuesday,
know if
yeah.
want to do a class on Monday. Well, that's something to look into.
I think it would be possible for them to do a class on Monday or Friday, but they usually have things sort of blocked out on those days.
Okay, well, I'm definitely going to pursue that.
Larry, were
okay.
you also interested?
You have all the information to contact them, email address for Steve.
Would I just email him directly?
Do you still have the
yeah,
information?
That's what I'm going to do,
oh,
and
yeah.
he said he'd put it on the board. All right,
cool. Will you also get Larry the information?
Yeah. I'm interested, I just don't know.
Okay.
I got to get some business going between now and the middle of next month, so I might be a little busy. But.
Wolf Design, that's your email?
Yeah, Wolf Design.
Gmail. W-E-L-L-I. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you in here, but making sure it's the
got
right
it.
Larry.
Right, Larry? Yeah. I got one of those emails the other day on Larry.
Awkward.
No, I did not. I was not in, I did not, was not house sitting in your boat. It was wrong Larry.
No.
What?
Meow.
I was under the impression that we were also going to talk about the use of Jigsaw space.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or January, February, March.
Yes, let's do that.
Do you want to do that now, or do you want to finish up with the teaching?
Let's finish up, and then that'll be our next
okay.
order.
I will make this email when we're done.
Sure.
So... 3, 4 interested in teaching. Do you want to run a class or?
I don't have anything
client?
I can teach right now.
Sure,
you
got all the time.
Okay, I think that's good. I think that will be good for all of us. Concerning the workshops that we're trying to get going in the summer, which is what the grant is for, this would be at the Jigsaw space with completely put on by Jigsaw, funded by us.
I'm totally G with that.
Done by us.
Oh, God.
We have The classes at PSCS are separate from the workshops that we're writing the grant for, that we're putting on. It would be at the Jigsaw space, put on by Jigsaw, funding from the grant, free to the community.
All ages.
Yes. We're thinking to gear it towards the disadvantaged sort of teenagers and high school kids, underprivileged, underemployed. But I think all ages is acceptable if they're interested in the subject matter.
And I think it would be different for different ones. Like, if somebody really wanted to teach a workshop, they could say, oh, I really want to teach this. I want it to be open to everybody. Or somebody else might want to focus on high schoolers or even younger kids. Say, I want to get middle schoolers really excited about this and introduce them to this type of thing, expose them to it earlier or whatever. So I think it would be the discretion of the person who is...
I completely agree with that. I also think, on sort of a parallel track, I think we will be much more appealing to Four Culture if we emphasize the children aspect.
I think that's okay. I think it's okay
workshops
that are definitely geared towards kids. I don't want to limit it to that.
I totally agree, but I'm just saying I don't want everybody to go, I only want to teach a class for adults. Because I want to be able to say to the city.
We need to be clear on what the grant writers, what their expectations are.
Yeah. And I don't think we should mislead or misrepresent ourselves, and I think we should be open to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think it's important for, I just wanted to put out there that I think it's important for us to highlight kids who will be involved. That was all.
Yeah.
I would almost pitch it like this. Most schools, with the exception of PSCS, are very compartmentalized in how they teach things, and so it's difficult to realize that there's an overlap between history and English and math and etc. And that's important to impart to kids so they can see how everything in the world fits together, like Jigsaw, wah wah. But I think it's also equally important, or just on a different plateau, to re-infuse adults with the joy of learning that we lose when we leave school.
And I think even that could be collaborative, and that could be something, even in the grant, say we're teaching it in a sort of multi-generational setting where we have kids and these are available to kids and they have the opportunity to learn with a diverse group of people and also maybe to even teach a little bit, to share knowledge. So it's not just about sit them down and teach them a certain skill set. It's about collaborative learning. And I think that's the whole rationale behind the Four Culture Grant, is to sort of engage with the community and get what we're doing sort of out into the general community. And like you said, reinvigorate this love of learning in people of all ages. So I definitely agree that it's not something that's limited to kids, but we definitely want to involve them to sort of get them excited early about the possibilities of technology and art and all these things and collaborative endeavor.
I think both that wording is fabulous and my concerns are not relevant, so we're good.
I think as far as what we use to request grant funds for, which is what those grant funds will be used for,
mm-hmm.
will be the kids' classes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because there are other grants out there for adult classes.
Well, and the grant is not limited to children. I just feel like the people in the office who are approving our grant and sending us money will be, I get the sense that they might be more excited if we're saying we're educating the youth than if we're saying we're educating adults. But I think both of your wording is great in that we should integrate them both together and they should both be in the same class side by side learning the same thing, and you can just ignore my previous statement and I think we're good.
We can also, Brian Rowe, who comes to H+ sometimes and was around for the beginning of Jigsaw, wears the bowler hat and the kilt.
Yes.
He knows a lot of the people who are in Four Culture, and suggest that we set up a meeting with them to figure out what they're looking for and how we can scratch each other's backs. So,
4Culture also holds classes. The grant is actually not available yet. The application and the guidelines and everything becomes available nearer the end of winter, and it's due on the 31st of March. And so they have sort of sample guidelines from last year and sample application form, but we're not to the point where they've said, we're asking for people yet, which is good. We're kind of ahead of the curve. They also hold classes as the deadline approaches to be like, okay, we'll pre-screen your grant and go, well, these are the things that we think you need to have in there. So, you know, go back and edit this and bring it back, because I really want to give you the money. So I think that would be a good route for us as well. So with that said, so far we have, and I don't have the right item open, there has been 4 people who have expressed interest in teaching and what they would want to teach.
And that's on the Google Doc?
No, that's something different. I stopped checking that because there were some overlap, and I feel like people were unclear of what the teaching that me and Abby were sort of prepping for was for, and that felt like it was something completely different.
Oh, yeah, because
I put out a letter a month and a half ago that said, this is what we're doing. We really want you to submit. Email me with your suggestions, and I got one response from that. So I was hoping that at this point.
I didn't see it. I responded.
No, that's.
Okay. So I didn't see
Okay. Well, I sent it to the Da Vinci group. It was a while ago. It's totally fine. And I think we've had some problems with the group.
It was the same as the previous one.
Things getting through the group.
I might have assumed it was the same spreadsheet as the previous one.
Oh, it wasn't a spreadsheet. It was a letter that says.
Yeah, I think I remember.
You remember?
Yeah.
Is this what we're doing?
Yeah.
I can send it out again. But I was hoping with this meeting that we have everybody sort of in the room, I could say, do you want to teach and what do you want to teach? And then I can get it on our document for preparing. So just to review what we have, Joshua, I do that every time, wants to teach Scratch programming, which is a sort of a precursor to processing with Arduino.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a board and can teach that, and he's really interested in that. I have a bunch of different music-based classes that I can run, workshops. Abby was interested, I'll let Abby talk about what she wants to
teach. A lot of random things, figure drawing, painting, writing, just random stuff, food-related things.
Cool. So. I was thinking about what you said earlier at the PSCS meeting, and I think if you wanted to teach an academic-based workshop in anthropology or something academic-based, I don't think that's outside the realm of what we're doing here, outside the purview of the grant. So if that's something that interests you and you want to do it here, I think that's wonderful. Just wanted to put that out there. And then Rob also wants to teach cooking and ice cream making and all those great things that he does, dancing too, if we have a space that could facilitate that.
Okay.
Floor, etc. So, Larry, you said you would be interested in teaching
right now 3D design and print. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, wonderful.
And I'd like to teach. Well, I have two ideas. One class is about electricity, and another class is about making a website or a website program.
Nice.
I think we're going to run away so we can catch our ferry.
Okay.
I feel like we've covered pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Before we go, though, I want to give my idea. There's a lot of it's pretty easy to fabricate nanostructures, and I think an introduction to anybody, adults, children, whatever, about the concept of nanotechnology and all of that is something that I'd definitely be willing to teach. And chemistry and any science in general, except for physics, which I kind of suck at.
So chemistry and
you called it like citizen science, which I kind of like.
I really
like the name. Yeah, citizen science is a huge movement that's like, taking. We talked about
it. Yeah,
there's
a comic book about it.
We could teach about setting up your own home lab.
Really?
Yeah. Science.
What was that?
Citizen science.
Citizen science.
Uh-huh.
Nanotechnology.
That's cool.
Open source science, all that crap. Yeah. I mean, who wants to pay $100 for a stupid research article? Or more like $500 to some of them.
Very, yeah, I did these information disclosure statements for patent law. It was unbelievable, all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad that we could make it. I'm sorry for ducking out.
Patent research, also.
Thanks for setting us up.
Come on,
I'll tell
you guys.
If
everything goes good.
Hey.
See you guys.
All
right. Take
bye.
Take care. See
you. Nice to see you guys. Thanks for coming. And yes.
Cool.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. I'll be back.
So are we covered as far as your...
I believe so. Anybody else interested in teaching small workshops at
Like
Teacher
do a
Red
class, but who cares, right?
I care.
Hey, Brent's rad.
I will
don't
bread
eat bread pizza. Pizza. We need a convection oven.
We need to start. That's a whole other topic.
And though I mean, if there are things that we need for the classes, I'll resend the email I sent about the classes again tonight as well. But if there are if supplies that we need to buy, that's kind of what the grant would be for, and so that money can fund a convection oven that we use for this class. But once the class is over, we now have a convection oven. Like, things like that.
A regular oven would work great.
I mean,
I'm just saying, something that fit in this space would be what I have in my boat. But if you get a real oven, which Rob needs, then, you know, that would be... I'm not sure.
Well, let me speak to that for just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Our aim is to be here at Artillery for about 6 months. So that we are out of the catch-22 of, well, we need a space to get members, but we need members to get a space.
We'll outgrow it in 6 months.
Yeah. So I think it's okay to get some modular kitchen stuff, so things that we can take with us. There are convection stovetops that are really cool, that are fairly cheap as far as those things go. They're under $300, which is pretty rad, but it doesn't get hot to the touch.
Right.
It's through the pan being on it. And it's portable. It's just one pan fits on it. And so that's something that we could take with us and that would be useful in the long run.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think it's good to start looking for furniture and tools and stuff like that we can take with us, but will also be useful now.
Right.
And then we can get a full oven later.
Right. Makes sense. And plus, also, like I said, those ovens come in handy for even if you do have a full-size one. So
and the workshops won't be until the summer, and I would still like to be able to put them on in some capacity, even if we don't get the grant for whatever reason. I think it would be important for us as a space and a community to offer that as a free service.
Yeah.
But it would, again, wouldn't be until the summer, and presumably we will be in a new space by then.
I will think about workshops and get back to you.
Yeah, everybody's on the Da Vinci list and has been getting those. Okay,
I
will send out the blast again.
Yeah.
As all the wording.
Eventually I can lead workshops on like emergent leadership and other futurist ideas and things like that, but
I'm going to put you down anyway.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I've concentrated on one thing, so I don't feel prepared to teach a class about anything.
That's why they're workshops and not classes.
Yeah, but I mean, even a workshop, I would have to put, 20 hours of prep into it? And that is not 20 hours I have right now, but 20 hours that I will make in the future out of willpower and glitter.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes, that's perfect.
It's better than the spit and toothpicks I usually make. Okay. I know, Rahana, you and I need to talk about blog entry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's talk really quick about populating the website, which is something that Joshua should be here for.
Right.
But
I couldn't leave a comment, and I couldn't even leave a comment with the WordPress account, so I don't know what was going on.
So we need to set up everybody who's on the DaVinci list, and if, Lion, you will, I'm sure you will include this in the notes, but if you'll also make sure there's some sort of aside to me about or I can just remind myself right now.
Decide about what?
To get anybody on DaVinci a WordPress authoring account, at least as a for commenting ability. And then we need to start getting stuff on the website. If someone else wants the Twitter information as well to actually ping it with updates on meetings and things, that would be cool too, because sometimes I just fail at that. But awesome. Yeah. So Rahana is going to be sponsored through the Steampunk Workshop out in Boston, who is Jake Von Slatt, and is going to write blog entries for Steampunk Workshop that will then be on a 2-day follow on our own website. So it's still drawing attention to Steampunk Workshop, but it's still on ours, if that makes sense.
Is it a 2-day follow?
It's actually termed a 2-day lead. Steampunk Workshop will get a 2-day lead. So part of the reason that Jake fully supports us and is going to be sending us tools and is an amazing guy and wants to come out and teach workshops, and he's phenomenal.
He's giving us money too, and he's not even going to be.
Yeah.
Was that the one? Was he going to fly out here to go do the geodesic?
No, that's James.
Okay, somebody.
I confuse the two also.
Okay. So he's going to be. He's very supportive in general, but so Rahana is going to, in exchange for being sponsored, write blog entries about what we're doing and, you know, creating a society of action, and here's how you build stuff from scratch when you don't have that much previous knowledge, or what people are doing just in general. It's, even though it's called Steampunk Workshop, he's very into the DIY part of steampunk and the punk side of steampunk, which is why we like him. But it's called a two-day lead because he's paying for the entry in a way, and so he gets it first. So anybody who wants to read it just for the sake of reading that thing is going to bring traffic to his site.
But then it still
happens on our website,
so
that
it's Monday,
still.
On Monday, we post on Wednesday.
I see. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Essentially.
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
So. And that will also help bring content to the website, because we haven't had a whole lot going on there, and we should get more going on there. So if you are interested in blogging, ping Joshua at jigsawrenaissance.org, and I'll ping him about getting everybody on the list at least posting access, or like comment access. I was wondering why no one was commenting on anything.
What kinds of things would you like to see on the website? What kinds of things would be cool to have on the Jigsaw Renaissance?
So Baron's posted a few things about tools that either we obtained or that can be obtained, or that we can build. I've posted some stuff either about what meetings have been about and also ideas of what maker spaces can be. So there was one that I posted about sacred space and how, like, in the same way that when you go to a dojo, you take your shoes off and you acknowledge the space before you enter, it means that you take much better care of the space,
right,
which is essential if we're going to be sharing tools and working with dangerous things and having kids around and learning a lot. And so I think the website is a very good way of getting a general vibe of what we want, just through an organic way of, I found this really cool article, I think it pertains to Jigsaw, I'm going to give a brief synopsis of what it's about and then write my own thoughts on it, and here's the link to the original article, what do you guys think, and also here's what we're actually doing, here's what's up next.
That's what I was thinking I'd focus on.
Okay, awesome.
Events, tools we obtain, meetings, ideas about makerspace, what makerspace can be, general setting the general vibe that we want, and articles found.
Yes.
That's all we're going
to
write.
There's also going to be a link to our Flickr group, which if you're not already a member of, please send me a request to be a member of. It's just Jigsaw Renaissance on Flickr. And yes, there's that. Anything else? Do you want to talk about space and moving in? And
just that if people want keys to the space, if you can donate something for December, then I'll give you a key tonight. And you can move in, you know, whenever you want.
Cool.
Otherwise...
Are you guys working out the stuff for next month and the month after that?
So I think you said that the board has decided to...
Yes.
...start renting in January.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be great in case they would cut a check to Joel, who is downstairs. And I guess to minimize the amount of checks written, everybody would pay Jigsaw, and Jigsaw writes one check.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that's
membership...
Taxes, too.
Yeah, membership dues go to Rob, so he can keep track of everything. Already.
Is it settled what they are?
No, we actually need to work on that. Part of, so being an artillery means that we can drop the entry rate by a lot, which is awesome.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I still think it's important to go a certain percentage above that so that we have money in the bank.
For when we leave.
For when we leave, and so that we can obtain tools, and so it's not, we're not relying on members to bring in tools and equipment at their own cost, though they're still welcome to do that, but so that...
So I perceive we need another meeting about membership and rates.
Right.
And what that means.
Yeah.
And also who gets a key. Like, should it only be
membership
renters,
rates, keys.
Renters who get a key?
Yeah. And who can be here when? We need to set up better Google calendars so that... And like, Larry, if you're intending on being here for a chunk of 4 hours, even if you're already here and you're like,
yeah,
I think I'll be here until 3, you put it on the calendar and anyone that's like, I wanted to work
yeah
on the mayor bot. Oh, hey, Larry's there.
Yeah, I should
that
probably
sort of thing.
I wonder if there's something
a Jigsaw
better than
actually account. Jigsaw could, I don't know how to link my world design to Jigsaw.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. But.
In Google Calendar? Or?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a Jigsaw calendar.
There is. It's just if you do a search on Google Calendar for Jigsaw Renaissance, I think it's a public calendar.
Oh, okay. Right,
and then you can you can share your calendar with Jigsaw Renaissance, and Jigsaw Renaissance can share its calendar with you, and
that,
then you
okay,
can
that's what
put
I
them on the
that's
same
what
page.
I needed.
And look
yeah
at it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's my technological
thought. I don't use the calendar at all, but I know that.
Yeah, I was saying
about
that,
it.
I don't know. I don't plan that far ahead. Like usually, whenever I'm here, I don't announce it ahead of time, and I don't stay until whenever I said I would stay.
Yeah.
So maybe like there's some other system like.
Well, Twitter.
Yeah.
I guess I could do it that way. If we had a Twitter.
Yeah, we can.
Twitter thing would say, "Hey, I am here at."
Yeah, we could also do a hashtag of like ping Twitter with the hashtag
mm-hmm
JigRen, and then
yeah
it auto-updates the box.
Jigsaw is open.
Yeah.
Oh, Jigsaw's closed. It doesn't matter actually whether or not we're here or not. You can say it's closed because I'm working on something that
right
I'm not open for.
Yeah.
But
one thing we could do, and I don't know how, I feel like this has come up before, and I feel kind of weird speaking because I can't afford any membership dues right now, and as such I probably won't be using the space for a while. But we could set up a sort of webcam or stationary cam, and so if that's streaming all the time or streaming when people are here, then you can look at the cam on the website and go, oh, all of this is going on, I want to be a part of it, or
actually,
all this is going
cool
on.
That's cool, too, for security measures.
Yeah. Because
yeah
if somebody enters,
accountability.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When somebody starts walking out tools, you'll at least get it, you know.
So, yeah, I don't know how
like
people
great
feel about privacy or if they're interested in something like that.
Yeah.
Or I think it
you
would
don't
be
have to save
beneficial.
It. You don't have to save the info, but just, you know, have it whatever and then dump it every, you know, delete it every.
You said something
every,
I don't want to hear
that.
You will never say.
What?
You said, I don't know if I'll be able to afford membership dues.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah,
that
I can't
should
afford anything.
My push.
Yeah.
Is always going to be. You know, yeah, people may decide, Jigsaw may decide something different, but my push will always be that for those who can't afford it but who want to do it,
mm-hmm,
we will
that
make
some way will be made.
Yeah.
It's not.
That's the
like
conditions
that
under which I went to college. That's, mm-hmm, I'd like to see it that firm.
Yeah, I feel like you could use this, feel free to use the space as part of Jigsaw, even if you aren't a renter.
Okay.
We may
well
ask you to.
Thank you very much.
The
I mean,
the
when I can
song
contribute, and I've made some comments to the the feed to the Da Vinci group about, like, I'm really into the space and I really love it, but I don't have any funds, and I'm happy to work for space time or
then that will all be
whatever.
Don't let that be a concern.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't let.
Well.
We definitely need to have a membership dues meeting where we cover sponsorship and where we cover scholarship and where we cover, because right in artillery, one of the very nice things about here is that the board can support this place, which is awesome. But we might not always be in a place that's like that.
What do you mean the board can support this place?
The members of the board.
The members
have
of the board
money.
Can financially cover what's necessary.
But it's not just the board that are renters.
Right, correct. But if it came down to it, it's like anybody can participate because we can cover it if everyone else is broke. Which I like, but I'm worried that that's not always going to be the case. And I hate being a spoil sport, and I hate bringing
and
this up.
And you want to space eventually that you're not going to be able to afford.
Right, exactly. We want to outgrow what we have right now.
There may be some tough decisions in the future, but
right.
I honestly don't think in the next 6 months it'll be like that.
I don't either.
And
wait, what are the...
we would hope, I hope it'll be a value. I mean, it may not, decisions may go other ways based on fact, but I hope it'll always be a value.
Yeah, I do too. But in the end, every other space in the U.S., with the exception of one in D.C., is backed by an independently wealthy person.
Really?
As far as my research has shown, and all the ones in Europe are backed by government grants, which makes us very different.
Yay.
Which is awesome.
I love being different.
But that, but that also means that
I
cannot stress enough that it is my ideal as well, that no matter who wants to participate, whatever they come to us with or without, we will take them in. I really, really, really desperately want that. My name's on the lease, and I like that wherever we end up, my name will be on the lease, and I can't be responsible for $4,000 a month.
I acquiesce to that logic.
Okay, thank you. But yes, let's strive for whoever, like,
except for here, there's no lease.
Right, exactly.
None of the place. I got another spot, and it was money and a handshake. And where I live wasn't even a handshake. I was just like, all right, here's some money. All right, stay as long as you want. No, my landlords are great. Just know somebody else at the dock.
But yes, I would like to act upon the assumption that no matter what happens,
especially now.
Right, especially
that spirit. I mean, you're doing, one way of looking at it is that people who want to come and be a part of this are doing us an enormous favor.
Right, yeah.
So. Well,
very, very true.
Thank you all very much. I really appreciate it. I will come and use the space. I didn't want to, like, ask because it didn't feel
we will make you
appropriate,
pay
but I can do work.
I just got my way, and I have to pay very much. It's good. Right.
Thank you.
I usually get my way.
what comes next? What's next on the agenda?
I don't have anything else.
So I have something. What are we doing in January?
I'm planning some stuff.
I
thought that was what this meeting was about for some reason.
Dorkbot is happy to use the space if it's a small Dorkbot gathering, which I don't know how they're able
to do.
They
have small Dorkbot
gatherings? Well, so they have Kit Night, which is basically soldering parties, but what they need are more tables and chairs and soldering irons. They don't have a pool of that right now. So if we had that, if we help them collect it, they'd be more likely to use the space, which is why it would be nice to have.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to have had the office furniture.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I was just thinking I've got a soldering iron, put my name on it. As long as it gets back. But you think everybody at Dorkbot would have.
Yeah.
Everybody with a soldering iron.
Yeah, no, you would think. But I think this is for people who want to get started or casual hobbyists, and so they want to get their feet wet because they've never soldered before.
Just go out and buy one. They should buy one.
That's the best
class.
Way to learn, yeah.
They're cheap. They're like $10 or something like that, or even less.
Well, we could even do a program of we provide 20. If you want to buy it off of us at the end of the night, then you can take one home with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then bring it with you next time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They make everybody bring one. Yeah, so for 20, those are usually 25 people for kit night, and I said that that's probably doable, but then the normal dorkbot meetings where they give presentations are 40 to 50, it can be up to 80.
Yeah.
And they sell beer, and in the past they've had it at 9/11 Media Center, which is closed down since.
Yeah, yeah, that's really
bad. The first in Lander space, if we'd gotten it, would have been the right size for that. Here, probably, it would be hard to fit 40 to 50 people and not 80.
Yeah, 25 seems pretty, just doing quick numbers of the people that are here.
Yeah.
Sure, maybe it was soldering in here.
Well, I mean, it'd be more compact, obviously. I haven't smushed it as far as
I hope it did.
From the solder. We'd have to ventilate it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, so let's work on setting up for kit night, which will involve tables as well. Does anyone want to throw ads up on Craigslist and or watch Craigslist for freebies?
Sure,
of what?
Of tables and chairs.
Yeah,
and
folding table like this and folding chairs would be...
If I come across anything, I will forward it along, but I can't be
okay.
responsible.
There are ways of setting up like an RSS feed that...
alerts you to when something comes that you're looking for, yeah.
Right.
Probably.
I'm just doing so much right now that I don't feel like I would. If I said yes, I wouldn't be able to do it effectively.
I appreciate
so.
You not overcommitting. well, how about. Let's see.
Well, I'm not with the band, so I feel like I can
might be able to try to trial. I'll say maybe try to track down stuff. I have no way to get it, so but I can let people know that this might be available. But
okay.
I'm not getting it.
Sure.
Do you two want to work as a team then? You let Paul know if something comes up?
Yeah.
And Paul, I will help you load.
Cool.
I will go along on trips and stuff.
I mean, a lot of this is light enough, like, especially folding stuff that one person can get.
And with your wicked van.
Yes. I could, you know, we could, I've got some extra lumber. I could fabricate.
Make tables.
I could fabricate some tables.
I have
cool.
some extra primer.
I would love to help
wood.
With that if you need some extra hands fabricating
right.
table.
And I just made friends with somebody who has a 3-axis CNC machine, like a chatbot.
Oh, wow.
But he wants $100 an hour, I think, to run it, but I might be able to whittle him down if I get some work to him.
Nice.
But he likes the 3D printer idea.
It's also, if you're building it for the shop, it can be a tax-deductible donation of his
time.
So.
Also downstairs is a woodworking shop. Like, we're free to use the saws and other tools down there. So if you wanted to use it for your early keyboards, for example.
Yeah.
Also, or if we want to make it furniture, we could do that.
Yeah, I can. Well, right now I know I could get. I've got. Except for I want those.
Are they keyed somehow? Or
no.
Pieces of plywood.
Yeah.
Back.
Oh, don't worry about limbs, but.
yeah, you should be.
As far as other things in January, besides potential dorkbot stuff, or kit nights, if we can set that up. I'd love to start holding the H+ meetings here.
That'd be great.
I know it's more out of the way than Kaladi Brothers, but the audio recording alone will be much better, which I think everybody on the internet will appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it will be much more freeform and rad.
And no time limit.
And we can have beer while we talk instead of going out for beer afterward. And then we can have fist fights while there's recording going on. Over artificial intelligence.
All good things.
That's the right time to have fist fights.
Yeah. So that'll be 2 Fridays in January.
Maybe you can invite people to bring decorations for one of those.
H+
themed decorations or something.
This place definitely needs decorations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to start painting in January?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I'll do it.
Well, I
know there's something about materials.
Do you have painting equipment?
There, I do not. There's cans of paint underneath the stairs that we're free to use.
I've got rollers.
All right.
And stuff.
Oh, cool.
I think Baron and I have some excess paint from painting the condo that we could possibly donate. I have some paint from my old apartment.
Nobody has no painting equipment around here? Jeez,
mm-hmm.
Not very handy.
No, I'm sure Jeff does because he's an artist and a painter. So
but yeah, I'll
borrow his stuff.
I got all the stuff that I do.
How's paint?
To rebuild a boat, so
a
I
different.
Got a lot of stuff.
That's true.
I have some friends who want to get into stencil graffiti, basically, and so it would be a good place for them to try out some stuff. And
that'd be cool.
I'm going
to email Jeff right now to ask if we are allowed to paint. I'm pretty sure we are. But
what
is it?
I can give all the wiring.
Awesome.
If you want it all gold.
I want to give a class here on keeping notes.
Oh, okay, let's do it. I will take that class.
All right.
Okay.
You already got one for
us.
Hold on.
Wait, what is your class on taking notes?
Yeah, it's on keeping notebooks and taking notes for the purpose of developing thoughts, of ideas and inspirations
and
observations and things like that.
Is this from your personal experience?
Yes.
Awesome.
This is from 10 years.
Wait, say that again. For the purpose of...
Yeah, I've got a note here that
keeping
shows
notes?
My detailed history of
note keeping
techniques.
Don't lose me. You said keeping notebooks and taking notes for the purpose of
developing ideas and observations.
Thank you.
There's many, like some people keep diaries. That's a whole different. That's what that day is for.
I also think, as a side note, we should have a bookshelf that is dedicated to a marginalia project, which means you can borrow the book as long as you promise to write in it and then return it.
Wonderful.
Oh yeah, we need to put up we'll have to have a little library thing. I've got some really cool hacker books if I can make it this way.
Yay.
Bookkeeping systems I've learned
like
about.
Basically robotics building and things like that.
I've never heard of any of these.
That sounds a lot like my friend's gorillastration project.
Gorillastration?
Yeah, like guerrilla warfare and illustration. He would go to the library, pick a random book off the page or off the shelf. Flip to a random page, read it, and then illustrate on a separate piece of paper what's going on that page, fold it up, stick it in the book, and put it back on the shelf.
Nice. That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
I
thought you were about to say he was going to draw on library books.
No. Oh. I talked to him about that, and I was like, well, that would be kind of cool. He's like, yeah, but I don't want to get in trouble with the library.
I know that Joshua
yeah, exactly.
also has classes he wants to teach and meetings he wants to have
Great.
Here.
Great.
And I think that's a good start. I think other things will kind of fill out as we go. Things we need before we move in, we definitely need to start acquiring places to sit and more space heaters and tables. And it would be ideal if... Can we leech off your internet as we start? And well, we need to give you a contribution towards internet. But
well, internet is included in the rent, so as long as you pay your rent on time, then you're paying for internet also.
Okay. Awesome.
And the internet is faster now. Clearwire got their new tower set up. So.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Okay.
Because it's the wish list of chairs, beanbag, couch, lights, space heater, hot plate, and stuff, mini fridge, poster of Einstein.
Yay, poster of Einstein. Yeah.
Very necessary. All
right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'll
get the microwave over that way.
Thank you.
Maybe when we do the meeting on membership rates keys. We can also talk about the calendar maintenance and soliciting.
Yes.
Whoa.
Let's do
it.
Kind of
thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to be leaving for several weeks soon.
Where are you
California.
Going?
California.
Okay. Yay, family.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what Skype is for.
Yes. Great.
Rohana, did you have a point a little bit ago? Okay, I'm just making sure.
Multi? Is that like multi-chat on Skype? Can you do that? Conference
yes.
Call?
Yes,
yeah, cool.
You can. Cool. Anything else?
I got a question for Paul.
Okay.
Sure.
Cool. Then I'm going to close it down.